Welcome back to Texans Huddle, and for one final time of the season,
it's Dear Drew. What's he going to do without football?
You'd be mad, too, if you didn't have football this Sunday. Stephen Price asks, Dear Drew, who do you see as the most likely quarterback the Texans will pursue in the draft to fit O'Brien's offense? Also, do you think the Texans might pursue Sam Bradford or Matt Stafford should they become available to lead the team as the draft QB is developed? I don't know what that meant the last. But, Stephen, I think the Texans will draft a quarterback. I think they will look on the free agent market. I think they will explore trade opportunities for veterans. I think they're also going to give Tom Savage a chance. So, yes, there will be a quarterback shakeup in the offseason and into 2016. And that question is so good, I'm going to award you Texas Lottery Scratch-Off. So just email and scratch. Say, hey, I won. Please send me my scratch offs. Matt Brawley, Dear Drew, is there any chance Houston could get a second NFL team after the LA situation is resolved? I suppose there's a chance, but I don't think it's likely. Ramiro Rodriguez, great name. Dear Drew, can we get an update on Arian Foster and how he is doing? Yes, Arian Foster has been in NRG Stadium fairly regularly, and he's working on rehabbing his Achilles injury, and seems like he's doing all right, and it's clipping right along, and yeah, I think all is well with Arian, so to speak. Daniel Fuentes, Dear Drew, do any of the players read fans' comments that get posted on the Texans' Facebook page? Daniel, I've never asked, I don't know, but I would imagine that, yes, some of them do kind of peruse and do some clicking and do some surfing on the World Wide Web, the information superhighway. And we got one from a guy named Bob Ellis. Bob says, Dear Drew, can take a hike. Well, thanks, Bob. I haven't been hiking in a long, long time, but I'm going to Hawaii pretty soon, so I'll do some hiking there. If you send me your address, I might send you a postcard. Man! That was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to talk with you again next time on Dear Drew.
Well, I'm certainly going to miss Dear Drew. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss the show. I'm going to miss the whole staff. It's been really a fun year.
Patty, I always miss you. But I miss you during the week, during the season.
I won't be far, though, because there's a lot going on, a lot coming up, and pretty quick.
A lot going on. In fact, Huddle's back in April, right? You got the schedule coming out in April, of course, the draft. And right off the bat, Senior Bowl coming up. You have the Combine coming up in February, owners' meetings, a whole lot to cover. And the schedule coming out, by the way, in April with Denver on the road, New England on the road, Green Bay on the road. You're going to Minnesota as well. They're brand new building. So you have three cold weather games plus Minnesota, which will be indoors, thank you, at the Raiders. You've got the Kansas City Chiefs coming back in. How about the memory of their fans celebrating in your building? That's going to be a big motivator. Should be a fun 2016 campaign.
I'm actually looking forward to it already, but as we close out this 2015 campaign, we'll do it with some of our moments of the year, plays of the year. What's your favorite?
Play of the year, no question about it. It turned everything around, was T.J. Yates finding DeAndre Hopkins in the end zone. Monday Night Football, huge turning point for this football team.
All right, let's start with that one and close it out until April, everyone. Have a great offseason.
Yates drops back, fires left side of the end zone, wants Hopkins, and DeAndre with the catch, touchdown! Yates to Hopkins as the Texans take the lead. Watt rushing from the right side. Here's the snap. And the pass picked off by Howell. Takes it across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. Pick six. Andre Howell. Offset eye. Handoff. Brock straight ahead. 15. Angling left. 10. Taking a man with him. Swearinger down to the 5-yard line. First and goal. Houston. The 42. One snap. Hoyer gets the snap. And he airs it long toward the end zone. And it's caught by Gill. It's gone for a touchdown. My goodness. 42-yard Hail Mary. Whedon gets the snap. Whedon rolling out to the right. Hits Strong. Strong across the five. Strong to the end zone. He dives in! The Texans take the lead!